Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo omhla ka 5 eMpalakazi 2016 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Wale grant ngiyakuthi bafuye izimbuzi. Siba train ukuthi imbuzi ifuya kanjani babe labantu be veterinary. Siba train ukuthi bona ungwabo ba run kanjani. Sibe senza o leadership training. Kahle sibe thathe leadership yana bazikhokhele bevoda bengomama berana ama projects awo.
Ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe uAmbassador Harry Thomas Jr. unikeze usizo lwenkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amabili zamadola i-$265,000 kunhlanganiso eziyisitshiya kalolunye elizweni.
Kwaba kuyikuthi bathole indlela yokuhlakaniphe yokuthi ufakwe umuntu ozathatha isikhathi ngokake nxa esuke kuqembu labo mnangagwa labo bathole ukuthi bahlanganise ibandla labo ngokuthi uvice president nopresident basuke umaqembu omabili.
Umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko uthi uvumelana lombono wokuthi abasekeli bakamongameli kumele bakhethwe ngabasekeli bezanu PF hathi nguye umongameli. Kwezemidlalo, iqembu leCaps United lichaye libambile lonyaka kuhlelo lokwethesa inkatha intshaju zomdlalo wenguqu kweleZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe uAmbassador Harry K. Thomas Jr. unikeze usizo lenkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amabili amadola i-$265,000 kunhlanganiso eziyisitshiyagalolunye ezivele kuzigaba zelizwe lonke phansi kwesikhwama sakhe ese-Ambassador Special Self-Help Fund. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Emazwini akhe emkhosini okunikeza lolo sizo owenzelwe emzini wakhe, umnumzana Thomas Jr. uthe isifika kuzigidi ezimbili zamadola imali eziyabelwe uzulu weZimbabwe selokhu lesi sikhwama sasungulwayo eminyakeni elitshumi edluleyo.
This particular program focuses on providing targeted grants to assist small.
Lolu hlelo luhlose ukuthuthukisa abaqhuba inhlelo zokuzithuthukisa kuzigaba abakizo kulethe inguquko empilweni zabo.
Bebekhona abavele enhlanganisweni ye-Women Development Association, WODAS, yaseGwanda, elamalunga edlula inkulungwane ezimbili esigabeni seMathebeleland South. Umqondisi wayo, uNkosikazi Juliet Nkiwane, uveze ukuba bathole inkulungwane eziyisikhombisa, athi kuyimali ezosiza ezigabeni ezintathu kunhlelo zokufuya imbuzi.
Okwale grant, ngiyakuthi bafuye izimbuzi. Siba train ukuthi imbuzi ifuya kanjani. Babe labantu be veterinary siba train ukuthi bona ungwabo ba run kanjani. Sibe senza o leadership training. Kahle sibe thathe leadership yana bazikhokhele bevoda bengomama berana ama projects awo.
Umnumzana Promise Chabangu usobhuku oze emele inkokheli yomdabu yeGwanda uveze injabulo ngalolu sizo olunikezwe amalunga eHodders, iningi labo kungabe sifazane.
Omama bona ngwabo kukhanya sebethuthukile, into yabo esithanda ukuthi kwenza uqoqe labantwana obuchapha kona lobo abantwana. Njalo sesisiza ke emalini zonezi, imali ezi kukhanya ngani zibuyile sibili zangena kumawadi akithi. Bona sile wadi 8, lo wadi 3, lo 4 babatholileyo zonezi zimali. Abantu ababe ngama group of 10, omama lapho.
Umnumzana Rodwell Nkobi ophethe uhlangothi lwezemali enhlanganisweni yeMaranatha Orphans Care Trust eMaphisa uthele imali izobasiza kakhulu ekutholiseni uzulu imfundiso phezu kokuqakatheka kokufuya.
Singathola ibhol sibe lama-nutrition gardens, sifuna ukwenza into ekhaya ama-organic gardens, nasenza ama-organic gardens futhi sibe lenye i-department khonapha ezabe idila nge-rapid production. so sizama ukuthi khona siguqule abantu because lapho esivela khona indawo yakhona iya indawo engelazulu eliningi kakhulu. So lokhu ngokokuqala kwakhona emzamweni wethu sethemba ukuthi khona siqhubekela phambili kuningi esathi sikwenzele abantu bemaphisi.
Abehofisi yommeli weMelika bathi bakubone kufanele baqhubeke betholisa lolu sizo ngenjongo yokuthuthukisa izigaba elizweni ikakhulu emaphandleni. Njengenhlala yenza lolu sizo lusabalaliswe ilizwe lonke lwatholiswa inhlanganiso ezikhethwe kuzigaba eziyisitshiyagalolunye. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Ivandla leZimbabwe People First elikhokhelwa unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lithi lizancintisa kukhetho lokudinga uzamela isigaba seBikita West edalele parliamente lisephula isinqumo esathathwa ngamabandla aphikisayo amanengi wokungangeni kukhetho. Kubikwa kuthethwe lesi sinqumo ngemva kokuphikisana okukhulu phakathi kwabakade besithi kungancintiswa bekhokhelwa lilunga lamakhehla aleli bandla umnumzana Tsikamayi Mavaire. Kuthi abakuxuku elikhokhelwa umnumzana Claudius Makoba yibo kade besithi kungenwe kukhetho lolu olubangelwe yikubotshwa kukamnumzana Munyara Zikereke owebandla lezanu PF. Umnomzana Kudakwashe Gopo nguye ozancintisa emelele libandla kuthi unkosikazi Beauty Chabaya nguye ozamela ibandla lezanu PF. Kukhetho lukamnyaka ka-2013 umnomzana Kereke wanqoba ngamavoti azinkulungwane eziyisikhombisa i-7000 kwathi owayemele i-MDCT umnomzana Heya Shoko wathola amavoti ayinkulungwane ezintathu i-3000. Sixoxe lesinye isikhulumeli sebandla leZimbabwe People First umnumzana Methuseli Moyo othi bakhangelele ukuba amabandla aphikisayo ogoqela ele MDCT abaphathise ukuze banqobe kukhetho lolu.
Ibandla lethu Zimbabwe People First thethe isinqumo sokuthi siyangena eBikita West by election ngesizathu sokuthi vele sikupolitiki sandukuzokontesta mbuzoncintisa kuma-election. Njalo iBikita West bese siyikhangele sayibona njengendawo evuthiweyo kithi ukuthi silethuba elihle ngangena sile singene ngomfutho sithathe isihlalo seBikita West.
Amanye ama-by election belingangeni, kungani likhethe ukuthi lingene eBikita? Soyabona akhona amanye anjengakobulawayo lakho lapho lalingangena khona.
Ye, ungananzelela ibandla lethu lirejistwe okusemthethweni ngoFebruwari lonyaka saqalisa ukulakha besingakabi lamandla kumbe ngithi capacity kumbe singalungi singaqini ukuthi singene ekhethweni. Ngokuya kwesikhathi-ke sezinyanga ezithize bona sesiqinile sesihlelekile sesingaqala lathi ukuthi singene sikhonteste ama-elections.
Nxa kungaba lenye njalo i-by election kungakafiki u-2018 lizangena na?
Sizangena njengoba vele sesingene kuleyi sesizazama vele bathi umfula uzwa ngogodo. Sizangena kuma-by-election abuyayo sizabe sikhangela sicubungula ukuthi kuleyo ndawo sibona njani. Kodwa ngingathi mina okukhona yikuthi kusukela khathesi kusiya phambili sesikhona emsebenzini lo wokhetho asisayeqi ngoba le by-election siyangena.
Kuliqiniso na ukubana abe-MDCT bazaliphathisa kona le eBikita?
Sikhangelele ukuthi basiphathise njengoba bona bengangenanga kulolu khetho. Kukhona kuloku khulumisana okuvele kukhona emabandleni ibandla lethu Zimbabwe People First lamanye amabandla aphikisa uhulumente ukuthi sisebenze ndawonye. Njengoba bona bengangenanga sikhangelele ukuthi bazancedisa loba bencedisa bethule betshela abantu babo. Kumele kuncediswane kuze sibone ukuthi ubungane lobezama ukubenza uvele bungaba khona yini.
Lo-ke umnumzana Methuseli Moyo ongomunye wezikhulumelisi ebandla leZimbabwe People First ubekhuluma leStudio 7 ecingweni ekobulawayo. Omunye wabasekeli bakamongameli Robert Mugabe umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko uthi uvumelana lombono ukuthi abasekeli bakamgabe kumele bakhethwe ngabasekeli bezanu PF hathi ngumongameli webandla. Umphoko uthi okwamanje kulungile ukuthi Mugabe azikhethele abasekeli bakhe ngoba engumuntu othembekileyo. kodwa uthi lokhu kumele kuguqulwe ukwenqabela umuntu ozathatha isikhundla sikaMgabe ukwenza yiloba yini ngoba bengazi ukuthi uzaba engumuntu onjani. Isigaba seMashonaland Central kuzana PF yiso sodwa esabuya lombono lo wona osusekelwe ngamalunga ecele le-G40 agoqela yena umphoko lomnumzana Jonathan Moyo. Icele le-G40 libikwa lilwisana lelisekela umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa ele-team Lacoste. Umnumzana Jonathan Moyo yena ulobe enkundleni ye-Twitter lamhlanje esithi yena nxa uMnangagwa ezibona engumuntu olosekelo ebantwini akumelanga esabe udaba lokukhethwa kwabasekeli bakamongameli nguZulu. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ya mina ngibona udaba lolu lusiyele izinto ezithize ngokwenzakalayo kuzanu. Okokuqala mhlawumbe ukuthi iqembu le-G40 lihlakaniphe kakhulu lifuna ukuvala zonke iziphala ezokuthi nxa kuyukuthi lingasatholanga omunye wabe engasatholanga ukubusizana ngemva kwaphezulu uMgabe kufanele bafanele bazame ukuthi mhlawumbe bangathola isihlalo sika-vice president. Okwesibili kusitshenge ukuthi mhlawumbe babonengana hayi umkhankaso wabo ukuthi omunye wabo abe umkhokheli wezalo mhlawumbe awusozophumelele ngakho sebele ngiselele ukuthi batholela indlela yokuthi bangene ku-presidium. Kodwa kube lokuthi njalo kungaba kuyikuthi bathole indlela yokuhlakaniphe yokuthi ufakwe umuntu ozathatha isikhundla sikaphezulu uMgabe nxa esuke kuqembu labo uMnangagwa labo bathole ukuthi bahlanganise ibandla labo ngokuthi u-vice president lo-president basuke umaqembu omabili ufana lokwenziwa i-unity accord ngo-1997 ukuthi amaqembu amaphatha ayengalalisana kwathatha u-president wasukuzalo u-president u-vice president wasuka kuzabo. Kungaba kuyikho lokhu abazama ukwenza ukuthi mhlawumbe bangathola indlela yokubambanisa izalo PF ngemva kwa-president uMgabe.
Icele labomnangagwa ubona likwamukela yini okufunwa i-G40 lokho?
Imbonga anongani kwabazima kakhulu ukuthi icembu le elinga elabo uMnangagwa lilisane lalokhu ngoba phela angazi ukuthi babe sithi kubi bangatho kubi ngakho kuyini okubi ngokuthi omunye wabakhokheli akhethwe ngama-province kumbe akhethwe nguZulu webandla le-ZANU-PF. Kodwa singazi njalo ukuthi bona kusokuthiwa ngokuthi icembu likaMnangagwa libone ngani lona lilamandla amaningi okungakanani okuthi lifuna ukuthatha umbuso wonke jikelele bese liphose labanye icele. Ngibone ngani labo bangawubona ngendlela yokuthi kungaba lithuba lokumanyanisa izanu ngemva kokuthi uphezele uMgabe esesuke esihlalweni. Kodwa udubekelweni leyo lokuthi ukuthi bathi bakubone ngaleyo ndlela kufanele babe becabangele ukuthi mhlawumbe labo bangagcina bengawutholanga umbuso kapresident bese bedanela ku-vice president.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ingcwethi kwezombusazwe ubexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7 esebhilitani. Mhlaka 29 lwezi osakhulayo umnumzana Meli Dube ongomunye wabalwela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe kodwa okwamanje okuhlelo lwezifundo olwe Hubert Humphrey Fellowship Program khonapha kwele Melika wethule umbiko oqakathekileyo kakhulu emkhosini ukukhulumisana ngokuphathelane lamalungelo oluntu e-Andreas Theater eMinnesota. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ukwenzakale kulo mkhosi oqutshwe phansi kwesihloko esithi Activist Journal lokuphuma kuwo leziqondiso ezingasiza lokufundisa abasakhulayo baseZimbabwe, uDube uxoxe lo Mike Hobe weStudio 7.
Amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe awahlonitshwa ngobuningi babo. Siyakwazi ukuthi kusukela ilizwe lathola uzibuse, even lingakatholi uzibuse, siyakwazi ukuthi amalungelo abantu ayengahlonitshwa ngabamhlophe abavesa, aphinda njalo angahlonitshwa nguhulumende wabamnyama owavusa kusukela ngesikhathi sithola uzibuse olovevusa nanamhlanje.
Abasakhulayo-ke eZimbabwe banolwazi olunjani namalungelo abo?
Abasakhulayo eZimbabwe balalo ulwazi engingathi lwanele ukuthi bangayenza something ukuthi bangawalwela amalungelo abo.
Awungitshele ngamafishane mayelana lo mcimbi lapho ke wahamba khona ngomhla ka 29 Lwezi eAndreas Theatre.
Ngomhla ka 29 Lwezi bengise University of Minnesota lapho engifunda khona. Ngathi ku event lapho kade kunama professor khona, lama students, abanye abantu abavela kwezinye izizwe ezithiyeneyo abahlanterayo. Beze ukuzalalela ukuthi kanti eZimbabwe kuhamba njani njengomuntu oke wasebenza eZimbabwe kwesikhathi eside njalo ongumZimbabwe. Funa ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi kambe ezamalungelo zona zihamba njani kwele Zimbabwe.
Ikhona into na owafundayo kulo mcimbi lapho ungayisebenzisa ukusiza abasakhulayo baseZimbabwe?
Yebo, zikhona izinto eziningi esizifundayo lapha. Okwenzakalayo kwezinye izizwe njalo lendlela abalwisana ngayo lama dictator abo.
Ukuhlonishwa kwamalungelo abantu baseMelika kuhlukene kanjani uma sesilinganisa lokuhlonishwa kwamalungelo abantu baseZimbabwe?
Kungcono khona, kodwa labo balazi inkinga zabo. Ungananzelela ukuthi kade sibikhona indawo okuthiwa iStanding Rock eyama-Americans, lawo okuthiwa ngama-Native Americans. Kudala kungakaze kufika abamhlophe kuleli lizwe, kulabantu ababehlala khona lapha. Abanye bababiza ngokuthi ama-Red Indians, abanye bababiza ngokuthi ama-Native Americans. But ngabantu abayibo abanikazi balo umhlabathi oyi-America today. Abantu labo sebafuqelwa khatshana kela lapho osokuhlala khona abamhlophe.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Meli Dube ongomunye wabakumsebenzi wokulwela amalungelo oluntu ubexoxa le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona pha kwele Melika. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokunathwa kwamaphilisi aphungula igcikwane lengculaza emzimbeni. Abanye abantu kabawanathi kahle amaphilisi la. Lithini ngalokhu? Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ale balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la kushort wave 4930-6065-15460 la ku 13860 kHz. Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umthethwandaba wakwele Greece usunqume ukuba uvinjwe ukuthunyelwa kwele Turkey kwamasotsha amathathu adabuka kulelo lizwe awetheswa umlando wokuphatheka emizameni yokugenqula umbuso wakwele Turkey ngontulikazi lonyaka. Abemazweni amaningi awezwekazi le-Europe asethule iphika ngemva kwembiko eveza ukuthi u-Eurosceptic Norbert Hofer usenqotshwa ngu-Alexander Van der Bellen kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wakwele Australia. Le yi-Studio 7 esakazwa eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Idolobho lakoBulawayo liyakhokhela kunani labantu abathelelwa igcikwane lengculaza lona eselikusilinganiso sokubili lengxenye ekhulwini 2.5% uma kuqathaniswa leyelizwe engaphansi kokukodwa ekhulwini. Unompumelelo moyo siphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngemva komhlangano oqoqwe inhlanganiso ye-Community Working Group on Health koBulawayo lamhlanje, umqondisi we-National AIDS Council eMandebeleni, unkosikazi Senatra Nyathi, uthi inani leli liyabethusa okwenza bazidle ingqondo ukuba inhlelo abazenzayo kambe azifinyeleli ebantwini na.
Sile problem koBulawayo ukuthi ama-cases amatsha awe-HIV alokhu ephezulu. Ukuze i-program ikhanye ukuthi iyaphumelela, ama-cases amatsha yiwo kumele yehle. But koBulawayo lokhu esiwa phambili, esiwa maningi, Loku kuyasenza ukuthi singahlaliseki.
Obona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo e-Community Working Group on Health, uMongi Khumalo ubike ukuba lokho beqhubekela phambili besebenza lentatheli izindaba ekwethulweni kwemibiko ephathelene lezempila kahle phansi kwenhlelo abalazo.
Njalo siyakhuthaza futhi ukuthi omama bayebhalisa ngesikhathi benanze ukuthi bazithwele ukuthi lakuzama ukuthi sivikele ukumemetheka kwegcikwane kumama lisiya ngaphi emntwaneni. Njalo lokho sizama ukuthi sikhankase kakhulu sibone ukuthi nje izigaba zingaphathe kanjani ukuthi zithuthukise amaklinika abo kungabi lo mama ofa ngesikhathi ezithwele.
Ethi kusukela lonyaka kusiya kumnyaka ka-2019 bayabe besebenzela ezibhedlela zemaphandleni bekhuthaza omama abazithwele ukuba bazobelethela ezibhedlela. Inani labo mama abatholakala belegcikwane labathelela inkonyane igcikwane liyaliyehla, kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe ulenjongo yokubona bonke omama besiyabelethela ezibhedlela njalo behlolwa betholiswa lamaphilisi uma bethe bafumana belemikhuhlane kanye lokwenqabela inkonyane ekubambeni umkhuhlane. Ngimele iStudio 7 iwobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Siyabonga mamoyo. Lokhe sisedabeni lwezempila kahle, intengo yegazi ekade ithwalise nzima iningi isiyehlisiwe ngesikhathi inhlanganiso yobona ngokuqoqwa kwalo isungula umkhankaso wokuthi uZulu aze ngobunengi ukuzopha igazi ukuze isiphala sibe legazi eleneleyo. UNothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba.
Intengo yegazi yehliswe ivela phezu kwekhulu lamadola i-$135 isiya kukhulu i-$100 ezibhedlela zikahulumende, kwathi ezibhedlela ezizimeleyo yaya kukhulu lamashumi amabili i-$120. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi sokube lokukhonona kakhulu uZulu ethi uhulumende ahlawulele ingxenye ngoba intengo yegazi isiphezulu kakhulu. Isakhamuzi uNkosazana Precious Mudenge uthi lanxa ukwehliswa kwentengo lokhu kuncomeka, intengo le ilokhu iphezulu kakhulu nxa kukhangelwa umomo wezenotho eZimbabwe lapho iningi elehluleka khona ukuthenga isinkwa. Kodwa lokhu
abantu abaningi abadinga igazi abafinyeleli ngoba leyo mali kabalayo. Mbona ngani uhulumende kumele akhangele labantu abampofu ukuthi igazi leli likwanisa ukuthi litholakale emuntwini wonke oseZimbabwe, hatshi ukuthi litholakale kulapho abalemali kuphela.
Osakhulayo uAmanda Ndlovu opha igazi uthi leli linyathelo elihle lokuthi intengo yehliswe ukuze iningi kuZulu lifinyelele ngoba livele lithengiselwani igazi bona belipha mahala.
I don't think kufe ukuthi umuntu nxa esedinga igazi nawa wadonate aliswele because ingxaki yabe ngelamali vele ama-circumstances ankhona abe ngamniki i-chance naleyo ukuthi akwanise ukuthola imali yankhona yokuthenga igazi. So kuyabe kungekho fe ngoba yena wakwanika igazi before.
Umongikazi uNkosikazi Progress Dube uthi liqiniso ukuthi kulezigulane ezibhubha ngenxa yokwehlulwa intengo yegazi ephezulu.
Igazi liyadura kakhulu ngoba laba abalilungisayo babe belitshela ukuthi izinto zakhona abazisebenzisayo ukuthi balihlole ukuthi baze balilungise lifanele ukuthi lingene emzimbeni womuntu. Izinto zakhona ziyadura, so labo bagcina sebesithi nxa sebelithengisa balithengise ngentengo ephezulu. Mhlawumbe uhulumende ingenele ikwanise ukuthi bephulele intengo yona leyo yegazi ngoba lapho kuyabe sokusitsho impilo yomuntu.
Kusenjalo lihlanganiso ye-NBSZ ithi yaqala umkhankaso wokudinga igazi kusukela ngolwesithathu kusiya ekupheleni kukazibandlela. Kuyabe kukhangelwe abatsha kumkhankaso wePledge 25 lapho abatsha abakhuthazwa ukupha igazi izikhathi ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu bengakabili iminyaka engamashumi amathathu. UMnumzana Sifundo Ngwenya owenhlanganiso le kobulawayo uthi bayaqhubeka bekhankasa kabanzi bezama ukukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi azephathisa ekupheni igazi.
Abasakhulayo ntanga yibo banikeza kakhulu igazi kulabadala, kanti-ke nabadala labo sebeselelisa ukuthi baphakamele phezulu ekutheni banikeze igazi. Phala zegazi-ke, hhayi, igazi likhona lenele ukuthi lisize umphakathi.
Uhlobo lwegazi i-type O liqakatheke kakhulu ngoba lilakho ukunikwa yiloba bani kungakhathalekile ukuthi yena elakhe igazi ngumhlobo bani. ezinye inhlobo zegazi ezibalisa u-A, u-B lo-AB zinikwa kuphela labo abalalolo hlobo lwegazi. Umkhankaso lo oqala ngolwesithathu kusiya ekupheleni kukazibandlela uphathwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Blood Connects Us All. Kukhangelelwe ukuthola igazi elingaphezu kwama-unit azinkulungwane eziyisithupha, i-6690. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngingunothando Spanda.
Kwezemidlalo, iqembu leCapes United litshaye libambile lonyaka uhlelo lokwethesa inkatha intshantshu zomdlalo wenguqu. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ndawonye lezinye.
Kucacile ukuba iqembu leCapes United yilo intshantshu zalonyaka esigabeni seCastle Premier Soccer League ngemva kokuba imvimbi yaleli qembu uHardlife Zurekwi ekhethwe ukuba yiSoccer Star of the Year, kwathi umgadli uLeonard Tsipa nguye othethe isicoco seGolden Boot esomdlali ohlohle ukwedlula abanye, ikanti umqeqeshi weqembu leMakhepekepe uLloyd Chitembwe nguye okhethwe ukuba ngucoach of the year ngempela sonto edluleyo. Utsipa uphinde waba ngowesibili ngemva kukaZurekwi kuthi endaweni yesithathu kulo Petros Mari unozindi weqembu le-FC Platinum. UMari uphinde njalo waba nguye u-goalkeeper of the year kuthi umgadli osakhulayo weqembu le-Highlanders uPrince Dube nguye obe yi-most promising player. UNompembe okhethwe ukuba nguye otshaye kuhle lonyaka nguRuzive Ruzive kuthi iqembu elitshengisele ukuba lembeko ngele-How Mine. Abanye abadlali abangene kuluhlu lwabadlali abadlale kuhle lonyaka ngababalisa uLibati Chakoroma weqembu leNgezi Platinum, uClemens Matao weqembu leChicken Inn, uGift Mbwetiyo weqembu leWange, uWinston Mango weqembu leFC Platinum, uWalter Musona weqembu leFC Platinum, uPeter Muduwa weqembu leHighlanders, uGodknows Murira weDynamos kanye loRonald Fumbidzai weqembu leCapes United.
Baba kulungile makuyintando yakho okwenzeke empilweni zethu.
Alamhlanje zimathonsi kulabo abalandela ingoma zokholo okunenge aseke sikuzwe kuNtungameli Nkomo.
South Africa ohlabela ezokholo obedume kakhulu ngengoma yakhe ethi kulungile baba uSifiso Ncwane kasekho. UNcwane ubhubhele esibhedlela namhla ekuseni ngemva kokulaliswa izolo ebusuku ehlanza igazi. Imbiko ephuma eMzansi ithi ubulewe ngumkhuhlane wezinso. Ngaphandle kwengoma ethi kulungile baba, uSifiso bedume ngezinye njalo ingoma ezigoqela ethi Haleluya.
Haleluya. Haleluya. Siya kubonga kwasuche.
Kanye lale ethi yingakho ngicula. Sixhume imbongi imhlabeleli elodumo uMzwakhe Mbuli yena othi uMzansi Afrika uwisa ezimathonsi.
Hayi sishacekile kakhulu man, ibuhlungu mfethu kakhulu khulu and uSifiso uyeke bekuthi uma kudlula abantu emhlabeni ibe sazi ukuthi omunye umuntu o-very strong nomculo wakho o-very strong ukududuza abantu abashonele uSifiso Ncwane manje sokuwuyeke odlulile emhlabeni. Nkosi yami,
ungamchaza njengomuntu obenjani ubaba Ncwane?
USifiso naleli phimbo lakhe belungummangaliso. I mean ngibona ijeni yakhe soka EMRCCP esebula records uSifiso until ezenzele yakhe i-label yakhe. It was not an easy journey but a journey yomuntu ebenesibindi ezimisele.
Yiphi ingoma yakhe ozomkhumbula ngayo?
Wonke umuntu uzomkhumbula ingoma yakhe ethi kulungile baba.
Ngempela kulungile baba makuyintando yakho okwenzeke kuSifiso. Sithi makalale ngokuthula.
Hayi isikhathi kasavumi kuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa ke ngizali chiya ke ku Studio 7 Live Talk lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.